Okay.
Here we are again. That's my intro.
You. Tonight, on a very special episode of Nobody's Deathmatch After Dark, we will be reviewing the... Don't shake your head. Tonight, on a very special episode of Nobody's Deathmatch After Dark, Speed, the prequel to Speed 2 Cruise Control. Probably the finest of the series of Speed films, in my opinion. I didn't see Speed 2.
How many? Were there just two?
Or? I think there's just the two. Speed.
Webster's defined... Oh, I'm sorry.
Speed is the worst title of a movie, I think.
Because it's ambiguous?
It's not ambiguous. It's like...
Could be about drugs?
Okay, it could be about drugs. But... Speed of what? I mean, there's no...
The bus, who's, obviously. Who's,
it doesn't really make... It's okay, here's the equivalent. Is like naming any action movie, like Die Hard. Naming Die Hard, like, building. Or naming, like... What's another action movie? Die Hard 2. Naming Die Hard... naming Die Hard 2. I think that one's on an airplane. I think that would be, like... Probably, I don't know. Just naming a fucking action movie, like, Explosion or something. Speed is not, like, an actual... object that I can wrap my mind around. Name it Velocity or something.
You have to understand this movie came out in a time where single word titles and names were extremely popular.
Yeah.
Bono, ever heard of him?
Okay.
Extremely active during this time.
So listeners, if you don't recall the plot of Speed, because I mean you couldn't pick it up from the title because it's pretty out there. The movie Speed is about the anti-hero Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper has been wronged by the police force. His origin story is that, like, he used to work for the police, and then he, after an accident where he got his hand or finger blown off, they kind of just made him go on pension and gave him a gold watch. So he's wanting to, expose the seedy underbelly of the... This is Los Angeles, right? Yeah, the LAPD. He's wanting to expose the seedy underbelly of LAPD, and he's going up against the evil villain Keanu Reeves and his bitchy sidekick, Sandra Bullock. I think that's what Speed was about. Anyone? X that. Speed is actually about Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. It's a love story that takes place on a bus, and there happens to be some explosions in the background. It's like Romeo and Juliet with dynamite.
C4.
C4. Very good. The general premise of Speed. Dennis Hopper has put...
Summary number three.
Third time's a charm. Speed 3.
Don't start with Dennis Hopper. Why would you start with Dennis Hopper?
Because he's the bread and butter of this movie. He's like the most interesting character.
He was a lame character.
Okay, we'll get to that.
All right. Well, yes, we will.
All right. Who do you want me to start with? Jeff Daniels. I love Jeff Daniels.
Start with the police chief. He's the real star.
The bus driver.
Uh-huh. Ugh.
There's some race issues in this movie
Don't
that
get
we're
going
to discuss.
Started.
There's some serious race issues going on.
Serious haircut issues.
So Keanu Reeves is like LAPD hotshot. I guess he's a police officer, but he's kind of like in a special squad or something. I don't really know.
Yeah,
apparently,
it's like kind of swatty.
He only like... solves crimes that have to deal with like huge explosions or whatever.
Yeah.
And who exploded this? And then he's like, oh, Dennis did it.
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper, first name. We'll start with the opening scene pretty soon here, but basically most of the movie is on a bus. Like the bus has a bomb that Dennis Hopper put there. If the bus is going above 50 miles per hour. If it goes below 50 miles per hour, the bomb goes off and like 14 really unlikable people die.
Are you saying per an hour?
Per an hour?
Per an hour?
50 miles per an hour.
Per an hour. Not per hour. What are you saying?
I'm saying...
Where are you from?
50 mph? Yeah. Can we agree on that?
50 miles per hour.
50 kilometers and change or something.
I could have sworn you were saying per... an hour.
The bus is going 50 miles per... Yeah, I was saying per an hour.
That's not how you say that.
But it's correct. Every hour it's going 50 miles.
Be a citizen of the Earth, maybe. Miles per hour.
Are you Captain Planet now?
Yeah.
If it goes below 50 miles per an hour...
God damn it.
Then I can't stop it. I'm sorry. If it goes below, then it, the bomb goes off. And apparently... Dennis Hopper, I'll find out his character name when I review my notes later. I'll get back to you on that. Yeah. he's definitely like, there's a ransom. Like, he wants like $3 million, and but he'll lose it obviously if the bomb goes off. Most of the movie takes place like inside this bus.
How about that fucking launch across that gap?
That's kind of act two, Steve. I think you're kind of getting ahead of yourself.
No lip on that freeway, but it just like goes immediately vertical as soon as it hits the edge of that thing. Crazy.
They only did two takes of that bus jump. And the first one was perfect, but the bus landed too smoothly. Like, they actually made a ramp, like the bus got like 160 feet of air or something like that.
Wow.
I didn't read that. I just made that up. But yeah, the first landing was like way too smooth. So I had to do a second one and like tell the stunt driver to like, hey, get a little sloppy on this one, Glenn.
His name would definitely be Glenn. That's a very good choice.
Do you remember the... Never mind.
Prop master from Burbs.
Yeah. I remember Jameson. I feel like his name was Jameson.
Yeah.
So opening scene. So something that's... this director, Steve, I don't know if you're aware... Jean Desbonnet. His other claim to fame, like before this movie, was being a cinematographer on the Die Hard set, and it was from filming as a camera guy on Die Hard that he got the idea for the opening elevator scene.
God,
because he hung out in the elevator so much, he was like, "This would be a great movie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fucking get a script written around this shit." So, at some point, I want to include the speed music in here. Can we have that before the trivia?
That's fine. How does it go? Will you try to sing it before we start?
Oh, wait, that's X-Men.
That's what you use for them. Yeah, we can grab that from the internet.
Why are you touching your microphone like that?
I don't know. Feeling a little flirty about the internet.
Just, you've watched so much porn that the word internet just turns you on now. Okay.
So the thing about the credits, my theory is that the director, whoever made this awful choice for these riding an elevator credits, is you get the thrill of riding an elevator with the safety of your being in your own home.
Well, riding on top of an elevator. Not many people know what it's like on top of an elevator.
You gonna wreck my bit? This is the only bit I have written down.
I thought you were done.
You're gonna fuck
Wait,
my
you
bit.
Have more?
Shit, right. On my only bit.
Okay. More! We want more!
listeners, the audience is going crazy here. I gotta give you more bits.
You're not even pushing up your glasses. You're just pushing your forehead.
Getting hot on after dark, after nightly deathmatch. Late night deathmatch? Late night. After dark.
Dimmer switch deathmatch.
I like that.
Yeah. Do you want to go back to your bit, or do you want to? I kind of want closure on it now.
No, that was it.
So I actually didn't interrupt your bit.
No, you didn't interrupt it. You shit on it.
Wait, what did I say?
Riding on top of the elevator.
Oh yeah, I did say that.
Fuck, I'm not gonna do it again either. We're keeping it like it is.
So again, like all the innocent bystanders in this movie, like the collection of people on the elevator, the collection of people on the bus, they're all like pretty despicable people I don't get behind them at all. Because I think also like Keanu and Jeff, first name basis with Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, definitely.
Who, by the way, looks like Tyler Hayden.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
Listeners, we have a real idiot of a friend named Tyler Hayden who's hanging out. Yeah.
Get him.
Who's hanging out with his mom this weekend. Ugh. And was too busy, even though we didn't invite him to be on this podcast because we only have two microphones right now. He would have said he was too busy because he has to have mama time. Don't even get me started on his shirts.
Yeah.
And his haircut.
It's fucking good haircut.
But he is a doppelganger for Jeff Daniels, so he's got that going for him. And Jeff Daniels, as I've established, is like one of the best.
And he does have a loving mother.
Okay, what were we talking about?
Elevator credits. Elevator. For days.
Oh, Jeff Daniels. The shitty elevator riders are just like screaming at Jeff and Keanu to like get their shit together. Like, what's going on out there and stuff? Why is the police here?
Right. They deserve to die.
I felt like that.
I'm with you.
Again, Dennis Hopper, the anti-hero of this movie, he's putting horrible people out of their misery.
Yeah. Speaking of Dennis Hopper, I don't know if this is a little too early, but I thought he was like so not menacing.
No.
I don't know if I'm just desensitized with all the Heath Ledger Jokers of the day, but like, man, that guy had nothing. Like he seemed kind of bumbling and nerdy.
Well, he's not
and
menacing.
Like,
and he's, it's weird. Yeah, because like I'd like to know like how soon after Blue Velvet, did you ever see Blue Velvet?
No, I didn't.
Well, you would like that one. He's fucking menacing in that. Like he's like inhaling on like oxygen tanks and stuff, and
nice.
And actually, what's weird is like in
oxygen
this movie,
super menacing.
Maybe it's not oxygen. I think he's like getting high off of something that he's like inhaling and stuff. And
his own parts. Super,
stupid. It's just a closed circuit to his butthole. Everybody's like, "Whoa, this guy is fucking for real."
He seems weak to me.
He seems pretty weak. We like see him like using the restroom. You remember, like it like cuts to like, so he's again, like this is 1994, so I don't know how he has like some weird like satellite video hooked up onto this random bus in LA, channeled into his like Magnavox back at home. And he's able to watch like the video and shit. But then he like, of course, he has to take piss breaks. And of course, they want to show us his piss break where he like goes to the bathroom and stuff. I'm like, Darth Vader doesn't use the bathroom.
Humanizes him.
The Joker doesn't use the bathroom.
Maybe there's some commentary here on villainy. Huh? Maybe some...
I need another drink.
Thoughtful glance. Bye, Eric. I want to mention that when I was faced with the task of watching this movie and realized I did not own it on DVD or VHS or Laserdisc, I realized that I would have to rent it somehow from some sort of online purveyor. I found it on Amazon.
Oh, is this the advertisement segment right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to get us some fucking cash.
Yeah, go on.
I saw that there were two options. One was for standard definition for
$2.99. And then high def.
And then high def for a dollar more. Single dollar.
I'm a fucking cheapskate, so I went SD. Which I was kind of disappointed with, honestly. At the beginning, especially. For the first 10 minutes, I was like, this is like a bootleg version. I think Amazon, they probably like some guy who had speed on VHS like in 95 or whatever.
Right.
Some guy came behind him while he was watching it on his TV at home. They bootlegged that. And then maybe there was another bootleg in the whole cycle, but eventually, like after a few bootlegs, then it got onto Amazon streaming.
Yeah.
And it was fucking terrible.
I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that that's how important this movie is to me, that I would not spend a single dollar to see it more clearly.
And I actually, as a kid, we owned it on VHS. What did you think of it as a kid?
I had such little memory of it. I remembered sweaty bus yelling. I mean, that was like it. So watching it was like watching it for the first time for me.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think I actually didn't recall that they met Dennis Hopper's character so early in the movie too. Like they meet him, like they pull back the curtain like super fast, like 10 minutes into the movie.
Right.
Well, that middle is where I stopped caring. Like, after Jeff Daniels dies, I don't really, like, care anymore.
Yeah.
He was the only character I kind of liked because he actually had some funny lines and stuff.
I thought Sandra Bullock was very likable. I thought she nailed it.
Not really.
What with the... Whoa!
What? is that the sound of you clearing your throat before you do an impression? Ah!
She has the... Yeah, that sound. Like, the kind of Muppet yell that she has.
I don't know. I appreciate it that they like tried to make this like kind of strong female character, like she's behind the wheel and stuff.
No.
What? I'm doing great.
You're doing great.
Every woman who's listening to this is like, go get him.
Yeah.
He's on our team. Uh-huh. Women's suffrage. I've only seen her in Speed and Gravity. Was she around between those two?
I think not. Because she was,
in outer space.
Sleeping. So that she's in that sleeping movie. I want to make the joke.
Oh, I know what you're talking
because
about.
Because she was while you were sleeping.
While you're sleeping, except she's not the one sleeping. It's the man. You dumbass. Bad job. Let's go with my first joke that she was in outer space that whole time. I think that makes more sense.
Yeah, that's. I liked her.
Are we still only on the elevator seat right now? I'm thinking about how Keanu is so like. I feel like we need to explain the plot to people because it's like really
we explained the plot four times already.
Well, after the elevator scene, so like they dismantle the bomb or no. No, they don't dismantle the bomb. They get the people off the elevator in time because they use a crane and Keanu's like, "Oh yeah, the crane will hold."
Oh my
and it
god.
Doesn't.
Worst crane ever.
Bad crane.
How can a crane not hold an elevator? A fucking crane?
I like too that on the top of the elevator, there's like the perfect loop that's already there. Like, yeah. That's like perfectly made for a crane arm. It's like, there should be like a little like sign that says, in case of terrorism and crane accessibility, insert hook here to save your 14 bitchy passengers. Fucking perfect script writing. So they save the people and they get them off the elevator. By the way, Dennis Hopper, who we have confirmed is not intimidating. This is even after he's stabbed a screwdriver into the side of the guy's face. It's like super violent, like right from the get-go. But I'm not impressed.
Yeah, after that first spike of violence and menace,
yeah,
like there was just nothing.
There's not a lot of hand-to-hand combat in this movie. I mean,
that's not exactly what I was saying. But
so there's screwdriver combat. And then there's subway roof hand-to-hand combat, but that's like very short-lived too.
Right, it's more grappling.
More grappling, yeah. Whereas the rest of the hand-to-hand combat that I was promised, if you had to like describe Keanu's character, like what makes him tick, he's not like John McClane. Like he doesn't have as many like kind of like funny witticisms or just like nice one-liners. In fact, most of his one-liners are like kind of like obtuse. I don't really get them or whatever. Okay, I want to get back to Dennis Hopper's origin story, okay?
What is it with you and origin stories?
I love origin stories, because I want to get in his mind. I want to know, like, why is he...
He's a lame character. Why do you want to get in his mind?
Because then it adds meaning to it. It adds
Dad!
It adds meaning to the horror that he's manifesting. If we can understand like where he's coming from, I think it makes it more interesting.
He's not coming from
That's true for any villain. It's like any villain that has like some kind of like humanizing aspect to them, it makes them like not more likable, but at least like more personable. I guess I want to know what's going through Dennis. I know you don't want to talk origin story, but I just don't understand the choices that he's making as far as like telling Keanu the number of the bus that the bomb is on.
Well, the filmmakers
telling
don't
him where
care,
the
though.
Bus is. What?
The filmmakers don't
no,
care.
No, this is
so
a true. This is based
care?
On a true story. I treat every movie as if it's based on a true story.
Right.
Young man, your transfer's expired. Would you please pay full fare?
I just got this transfer.
Hey, can you open up the back
Either
door?
Either pay your 65 cents or you'll have to leave the bus.
You gotta be kidding me. I just got it.
Will you please open up the back door?
So I think we're done with the elevator scene. I think we're done with the opening 10 minutes of this movie. I think we can move on to the bus. The actual bus that they're all riding on.
Yeah. So including
Sandra Bullock.
Ferris Bueller guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's him?
Not Matthew Broderick, the other
guy.
No,
I know. Wait, that's his friend?
Yeah, the
Chandler Bing,
tourist.
The Chandler Bing piece of shit guy that I hate. I hated him so much in this movie, and that's fucking
yeah,
Ferris Bueller's friend?
Yeah, he's dad car Ferris
yeah.
Bueller guy.
No shit. God, he turned into a real dick.
You didn't pick up on it?
I hated that guy.
He was pretty bad.
Quit playing with your microphone. You keep your hands to yourself.
I'm just so bored.
Oh, God. So So Chandler Bing, wannabe, is like a horrible character. Also, did you recognize the horribly shrill, terrible mom from Donnie Darko?
No.
Did you ever see Donnie Darko?
Yeah.
She's the one on the bus who actually, she like takes upon herself to be like, I'm going to get rescued too. Yeah, and then she like goes and then she gets killed. Kind of gruesome, I guess. You like see her body after it's been stampeded. No, after it's been...
there are wildebeests in this movie?
What's the word for when a bus runs over a body?
Pulverized.
Okay, sure. After a body's pulverized by the bus wheels. Yeah, it's like fucking ground self-satisfied motherfucker. I'm like, go Dennis. I'm on Dennis's team at that point. I'm like, glad, which is weird.
Right. You know who else is on the bus?
The bus driver?
The bus driver is definitely on the bus.
What do you want to say about him?
You want to know what else is on the bus?
His name's Sam.
His haircut is on the bus.
What's up with his hair?
Are you
talking?
You teeing me up right now?
No, I'm not teeing you up.
You did not notice his haircut?
I...
Fucking caveman haircut?
I don't see in hair color. God. I don't see in hair color.
I feel like you're wanting to make this about race.
I kind of want to back up. Like, I kind of want to like sidestep and talk about something else. But this movie that does something that drives me nuts, where it kind of like plants the seed for something that's going to come back later. So it like shows you like, so I'll give you two examples. So it shows you this other dude on the bus. He's the guy who ends up shooting Sam. Uh-huh. He's the guy who's like kind of ambiguously ethnic, whatever. And Keanu is like coming after the bus, like Terminator style. It shows like ambiguously ethnic man looking out the window and just looking kind of like a little anxious, a little nervous. He's like, oh, well, I have a criminal record and this guy's coming after me. So then you're like, at least I was like, whatever. Obviously this guy's going to like have some situation later. And of course he ends up like popping up and then like shooting somebody. So it's like, then the
other... You think sometimes they should maybe sidestep the expectation, set it up, and then not finish it?
They tee it up, basically. That's what they're doing.
But sometimes they should go against the expectation and not have it happen.
Well, then the other example is like, so the bus is like going through like kind of like a populated neighborhood or whatever, and it shows you this like woman with
baby carriage.
Shows you the woman with like this antique baby carriage, and you're like, oh shit, she's crossing the street, and then like. And then it ends up just like, I fucking hate this movie. And then it just ends up being, she's just a homeless woman collecting cans.
Yeah.
Another thing I hate about Speed. Before there's like there's the window before the bus actually hits 50 miles per hour. See what I did? I dropped the an hour.
Thank you.
I did hour for you.
It's nice.
You're welcome.
Welcome to Earth.
As the speedometer is like inching up towards 50, it's like supposed to be like very high stakes and like anxiety inducing and stuff. There's nothing really like that exciting about seeing a speedometer go up to 50. It's like I see that on a daily basis on my own car. Can I get an amen?
Bit rejected. Please try again.
All right. How about this bit, Steve? So when Keanu is like being driven around by one of the black dudes in this movie, one of the token black dudes, he's like trying to signal to the bus, you got a bum on the bus, and he's like trying to like play charades and stuff.
Yeah.
He's like the worst at playing charades. Like the guy, like the bus driver just keeps getting more and more nervous as far as like, I can't let this guy on the bus. He's like clearly a lunatic and stuff. And he like has to go as far as like riding on a sign, and then like the sign blows against the windshield. And then finally like Sam, like the cogs start turning in Sam's brain. He's just
below that haircut.
Oh yeah. We got to talk about the haircut
those
too.
Cogs
you have a haircut bit coming. Listeners, stand by for Steve's haircut bit.
It's not, I have no bit.
He's bad at charades is what I'm saying.
Done.
Keanu doesn't play charades.
That was solid. That was a solid joke. Keanu Reeves, more like Keanu needs lessons on how to play charades.
There's sweat on the back of my neck. on the nape of my neck, there's poop sweat right now. Another short bit I thought of, the guy who created the the sound effect for all the honking horns, because there's a lot of hon. there's a lot of
horn. Still on here.
I'm delirious, man. I'm thinking the guy who created the horn honk sound effect is probably a millionaire now, because every just ka-ching, okay. Sharpie it out.
No, I like that one. You should have kept going. No.
So then there's oh, Helen is the horrible woman that dies that I'm really happy about dying.
Rest in peace, Helena.
No, Helen, not Helena.
You said Helena.
I said Helen.
Listeners,
rewind 5 seconds. And then write your hate mail to Steve Galbraith.
At sensitiveboy.com.
There's the lieutenant. He's kind of, he's like the captain who's just like the, again, like a...
Is he a lieutenant or captain?
He's the lieutenant. I double checked. When I was writing the notes, I was like, this guy must be a captain. He's got captain written all over him. And then I found out that his name's like lieutenant.
Yeah.
Whatever. Dookie face or something. I don't know what his name was.
Writers for this movie probably don't even know the difference.
Yeah, they don't care.
Lieutenant, I mean, sounds good.
Jeff Daniels has one name. He has a Harry. Come on. So they have, once they get to the airport and they're like going around the landing strip or whatever, trying to buy themselves time, he's like just like berating the news guy, or like the news guy's like, this isn't his job. He doesn't have to help them or anything like that. Lieutenant's like, I need some footage. You need to loop it into the bus, technical terms. And then as the newsman's like pushing in the VCR tape, the lieutenant's already screaming at him like, yeah, fucking record it. We need it. And then like the guy's like, fine, okay, I'm doing it. And then like after a minute, the guy's like, can you record faster? We need more. We need more footage. He's such a dick to everybody.
Yeah.
Why didn't he die?
Yeah. No one dies except the one white woman. And the...
Jeff Daniels dies.
Undisclosed. Oh, right. Cut all this out.
And
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I looked it up, and they apparently said that like 14 people die in this movie.
Like while filming?
Yeah, like 14 cameramen were crushed by the elevator as it fell.
What were they all doing down there?
The director was like, hold the shot! Don't get out of there! Stay down there!
Bullock-Reeves chemistry? Huh? Hot? Bullock Reeves? Bullock
so, Reeves? That sounds like somebody's actual name, Bullock Reeves.
Bullock Reeves.
Hello, nice to meet you. My name's Bullock. Well, what's your last name? I know a lot of Bullocks. Oh, Bullock Reeves.
I know so many Bullocks.
The chemistry was pretty good. I guess, well...
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
I want to talk about this. Listen to this. Listen to this, Eric.
Whoa.
I got a whopper for you. So they loop the video.
Yeah.
So Hopper doesn't realize what's going on, right? Doesn't realize that they're unloading all those people off the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Would not the 18 different monitors he has set to newscasts across the nation, would that not show him that they were unloading the passengers off the bus?
Well, to play devil's advocate here, Steve, at that point they're on the airport, or they're on the landing strip. They're not on the airport. That'd be silly. Can you imagine?
Really going strong here so far.
No, because they've made the camera crews, like they've made the helicopters leave. They've made the camera crews like leave the surrounding ground, so they can't even really like film. He's mainly looking at the feed that he has of his little like GoPro that he put on the fucking bus.
No, it shows like all the other monitors with all these different angles, and there's newscasters like at the gate, like reporting live as everything's happening. Like, you don't think that someone would come on the air and
well,
be
again,
like,
that was when he was taking his bathroom break. That they made the big switcheroo, and then he came back and was like, oh, everything's in order here.
That's stupid. Did you remember from your childhood the whole train portion that took place after the movie should have already ended?
Right. So the main scenes I remember from this movie are like the bus jump. This is like from watching as a kid. The bus jump,
sick
obviously.
As hell, bus jump.
Yeah, I have a post. I probably had a poster of the bus jump like above my bed. It just says bus jump above it. It doesn't even say speed. It's just like bus jump! I remember Dennis Hopper's decapitation, his fatality. And then I guess, other than that, I think I also remember Keanu and Sandra when they get off the bus and they're like, again, they're on like a little go-kart or something. I don't know where they got the second go-kart from.
No, they were on the
Oh, no, you're right. They're on the, like, the panel thing or whatever. And they're like skidding through the cones and like holding each other very romantically. I remember that.
Yeah. Was that part of your sexual awakening as well?
That was part of it. Thanks for reminding me. Now I can only get hard when I'm around traffic codes.
Oh, you love that one.
I liked it.
I liked it.
All right. I'm almost done, actually. I'm on the last of my page.
Good. We're just at 6 hours.
Oh, Jesus. No, we're actually not that bad. We're good.
I have...
got us getting in the cones.
I have three more lines in my notes. Do you want to hear them?
Hold on. Let me just cross out my notes real quick, and then we'll just fucking wrap this shit up, because it's hot. We're going to go outside.
Yeah.
And where smell, the, where smell the
oh, taking some God. Big breaths of that septic tank air.
So when Dennis Hopper is like, drop my money into this trash can, and then they drop it, and they're like all watching and stuff, and it's like, of course he would know that they're like watching him to like see if he picks up the money or whatever. What are your thoughts that he like went underground to dig a hole a la Andy Dufresne, Shawshank Redemption, to like cut his trash money out? I thought that was fucking ridiculous. I hated that shit.
Yeah,
and then, you'll speak soon. And then Keanu, like, when it's like clear that like he got away with the money, Keanu like proceeds to like run through traffic. He runs through traffic and like everybody's like honking their horn again. Millionaire honking horn guy. And he gets to the trash can, lifts off the thing, and then like once he sees the hole, then he's like, oh fuck! And it's like you already knew it. Like, why did you have to see it with your own eyes?
Right.
I hate it. What are your thoughts on that?
And why were they so worried about him stealing the money that wasn't even money?
Well, yeah, because they had the purple paint thing, which again I don't really understand how that works.
Yeah, it was just like a practical joke.
That's a common trope of like heist movies is like the guy gets away with the money, but then like he opens the bag and then like gets sprayed with blue paint. So it's like, I don't know. Couldn't you still use money that has blue paint on it?
So they put real money in, but they just make sure it gets paint on it?
Yeah.
And they just
It's basically, they might as well just, like, cover all the money with, like, dog shit or something like that.
Right.
And here's your dog shit money.
Oh, they can contact the prop master from The Burbs.
Callback! Listeners, if you don't understand that callback, please refer to episode 2 of Nobody's Deathmatch.
Minute mark.
Insert minute mark here.
Yeah, here's a couple. So to answer your question.
Oh, I'm over it. Moving on.
Okay, great.
A couple quotes from Dennis Hopper made me concerned about his mental stability. It made me question his ability to cause terror. I was a little worried about him.
You mean question his intelligence or his like capability?
Question his origin story.
God damn it. Just fit it in wherever you can.
So Annie, Sandra Bullock says, "You're crazy."
Yeah, good line.
Another fabulous line. Like if she had won the Oscar for this, that would have been the scene that they would have shown, like on the the big screen or whatever. Big screen on the
Jumbotron
on the overhead projector. Dennis,
they just show a still.
Dennis,
a still shot and play the audio.
It's just the text of "You're crazy." It's like a GIF image or something. And then,
oh my god, did you just say GIF?
Yeah, it's not GIF.
You just do anything that would make anybody mad.
So then she says, "You're crazy," and then Dennis Hopper says, "Poor people are crazy. I'm eccentric." What does that mean?
A little social commentary.
Yeah,
sick. I think he had just gotten his money or what he thought was his money. So he was saying that because I have money now and I'm crazy, like people with money that are crazy are just considered eccentric.
So
but
he's like, he's separating himself from the crazy poor people. Maybe he's saying he was once poor, but now he's got like three.
I think he's saying the only difference between being crazy and eccentric is having money.
Oh.
I think.
I'll give it to you. Thank you.
Is this the trivia?
No. I got a couple pages.
Single space.
Okay, and then there's two last things I want to talk about the movie, and then we're going to just move right into trivia, and then we're done.
Yep.
Can you do that for me? One, they're on the subway. Keanu sees that there's another gap in the track. This is the second instance in this movie of like, hey, we're on this like road that we depend on, but now right. there's a gap, so what are we supposed to do? That's my right. Keanu.
The city is in fucking shambles.
Really bad.
Nothing is completed.
And here's what, do you remember what he says when he sees that there's a gap in the subway track?
Cool.
I'm going to speed it up.
We have a title.
Yeah, do you think they were like searching for a title and they're like, let's just go back through all the quotes and see what's like the most powerful, poignant quote? And they're like, oh, fuck, dude. And right at the end of the movie, right there.
Yeah.
In gold. The last thing about Annie and Jack. The script was initially written by like some fucking random dude, and then it was probably even worse then. And then Keanu didn't want to join it because he like read the script and he was like, this is too much like Die Hard. Because speed is nothing like Die Hard. Whatever. So then they got Joss Whedon to come in and like do the dialogue. Joss Whedon's the guy.
No, you're lying.
You know who that is, right?
Yes.
He came in.
He's not credited or anything like that, but he came in and like rewrote a bunch of dialogue and just like was like a consultant.
No
basically.
Shit?
Yeah, crazy, right?
I see no sense of him in any of this.
Well, I'm going to read you the last quotes from Jack and Annie, and you'll see that this has some real Joss Whedon panache on it or whatever.
Whedonisms?
You didn't. So Sandra Bullock, like, she's been handcuffed to the subway. It jumps the track, and they survive. Sandra says to him, you didn't leave me. And Keanu, I had nowhere to be. What? Okay. And she says, I have to warn you. Or wait. Yeah, I have to warn you. I heard that intense relationships never work. Because that's a callback to when they were talking about relationships before, and she was saying, like, whatever. And then she says, we'll have to base it on sex then. And then he says, whatever you say, ma'am. Again, a callback to him calling her ma'am when he first meets her.
Really clunky,
that's
awkward.
That's the last, yeah.
Unsexy.
It's like, let's try to, like, let's tie off all these loose ends for their, I hated it.
And that was the last dialogue in the movie, right?
With the exception of, well, yeah, basically, because then there's like insert tourist bus that takes like all these photos of them while they're like making out on debris. That's it. That's the worst.
Hell of a way to end.
How would you have ended? Where in this movie would you have ended it? Because again, I think it's almost like 2 hours or something. I would take out the whole subway shit. Didn't care for that at all.
I'd probably end it like right before the opening credits.
So Jeff Daniels lives in your version? I like that.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Everyone lives. Here are the last two lines of notes that I have.
Can we take a break real quick?
God damn it. This is the second time I've tried this.
It'll be easy for editing now.
Your mom's easy for editing.
This episode brought to you by Tyler's Little Vagina. And we're back from break.
All right, so here's the last two lines of notes that I have remaining. Elevator, arrow, bus, ? Arrow, plane, ? Arrow, train, ? Air balloon, ?
Wait, that's dialogue from the movie? What are you reading right now?
Those are the last two lines of my notes.
So... Are you? Yeah, thank you for pointing. let's unpack this. So are these suggestions for like spin-off speed scenarios?
I
heard aeroplane, aero bus, aero blimp.
You heard nothing.
To be honest,
correctly.
I was looking at my own notes because I was more concerned about what I was going to say later.
Yeah, I figured. I'm following. For the most part, I'm following this movie: elevator, bus. Plane, train. They move through all modes of transportation, or a lot of them anyway. And then I thought, where could you go from there? And I thought air balloon would be kind of suspenseful.
I think it's just called a hot air balloon, actually. There's no such thing as an air balloon.
dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. So I basically just copy and pasted a lot of trivia that I didn't really review before, because who prepares for these kinds of things?
You used this last time.
I'm gonna try to like frame them as Jeff Daniels, Keanu Reeves, like hypothetical situation questions where it's like, hostage on a plane. What do you do? Shoot the hostage. I'm gonna frame it like that kind of question.
So, sounds great. This all sounds really great.
There you go. It's kind of.
Really looking forward to this.
Here's Sandra Bullock, the actual actress. You're told that you've what? You're told that you've earned the role of Annie in the movie Speed, and you'll be driving a bus. What do you do? You don't fucking know. You fucking idiot.
I prepare for the role by interviewing bus drivers and then convincing one of them to let me drive their bus, of course.
One up that, she actually got her license.
What?
And Sandra Bullock, method actor from the very onset. Sandra, well done.
Sandra, you are true to your craft.
Do you think she learned how to fly a rocket for... not moon. What's it called? Gravity.
Fail.
Again, gravity, speed. What are Sandra Bullock only stars in movies where they just have these like weird conceptual noun titles? You're Keanu Reeves.
Done.
You've been signed on to the movie Speed. They tell you that you can't do all of your stunts. What percentage of your stunts do you do? What do you do?
I'd say I do about... just about half.
90%.
Wow.
90% of his own stunts.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what 10% you didn't do.
Probably kissing Sandra Bullock.
Oh! Watch out, Keanu. We're coming for you.
Watch out, Sam. God. That face. This is the worst podcast we've done.
I think it's going to be cold.
Fucking sweaty poop town. Did you know Tom Cruise did his own...
Tom Cruise isn't in this movie.
In the recent Mission Impossible movie, they strapped him to that plane that took off. Did you know he did that? He actually did that?
Like it actually got up in the air?
Yeah.
Why would they do that? Can't they just like CGI that or something?
I don't know.
Did they just do it so they could say that they had done it? Like people are going to be more inclined to watch. Like you probably already bought your like front row pass, didn't you?
Might be a gimmick. He was probably just bored.
I only saw the first one. I never saw any of the other ones.
I remember one where he like peeled off his face, and there was like a fish tank.
That's Minority Report.
No.
Peels out his eyeballs or something.
No. Minority Report.
And there's a fish tank in Minority. I'm sure I could find a fish tank in Minority Report.
Minority Report. There's a jacuzzi or something, like where the preemies are floating.
Jacuzzi, fish precogs. Tank, potato, potato.
You're being so difficult. I'm Morgan Freeman.
You are the collective actors: George Clooney, Johnny Depp, Bruce Willis, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Michael Keaton, Tom Cruise, Jeff Bridges, and Tom Hanks.
Jeff Daniels' role.
You were offered the role of Jack. What do you do?
Turn it down.
You turn it down. That's right. That's the first trivia question you've gotten right. I think it's kind of better to format it like this.
Yeah.
You're the prop master of Speed, and you...
Name, please.
Jameson Jeffries. Jameson Jeffries. And you're told that you have to... You have to
bean dip.
Yeah, you have to make. You have to make a. Okay, so you have to prepare the scene, like the final climactic scene, where a subway train crashes out of a subway tube onto Hollywood Boulevard.
Ejaculates but, onto.
Can I finish? But you cannot use a subway. You cannot use a subway for the scene, but you need to show a subway crashing out. What do you do?
find a better movie to work
you
on?
You use a bus, and you make it look like a subway.
Mm.
Oh, so you remember, this isn't going to be a question for you, but do you remember how you were, we were kind of...
This is a question. Do you remember how is a question?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fucking smacking you down right now.
The original... Okay. You're...
Are you going for it? You're so tired, though.
You're the scriptwriter, Graham Yost.
It's my dream every day.
This one sucks. Fuck it.
Fuck you, Graham Yost.
And then, let's see.
Oh, there's a whole other page.
I'm going to get... No. You're a Fox producer. This movie was produced by Fox, apparently. You're a Fox producer, and... you're seeing the initial screenings of the movie. You're watching, like, kind of the focus audiences. You're noticing that, like, even when the audience members are, like, getting up to, like, go use the restroom or whatever, they can't turn away from the screen. They're just, like, walking backwards. What do you do?
Feel a sense of pride in my work.
You realize you got a hit on your hands.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You go home and fuck your wife.
Yep. Pop quiz, how hot and poopy is it in here? Very.
I don't know how I'm going to make this trivia into a pop quiz hot shot question. I'm going to find a way, though.
Please do.
Pop quiz hot shot. You have a scene that you filmed, you're the director, that involves a bomb squad officer named Baker who attempts to be lowered from a helicopter onto the bus. However, the bus then approaches an overpass and your Baker character meets an unfortunate end, in quotation marks, meaning that he, like, basically, like, runs into the overpass and dies, and probably Sandra Bullock is like, is he on top of the bus?
She's Jerry Lewis.
Do you, as the director, do you keep the scene in, or do you take it out? What do you do?
What? It's too long. It's too long. I take it out because I can't remember that scene in the movie.
Very good.
Ah, I'm learning.
You got like two right.
Whew, man.
What are you, some kind of hot shot?
That's 50%. That's
some kind of pop quiz hot shot?
Stone cold F grade right there.
All
right,
closing thoughts on speed.
I want to know, Eric, if you...
Yeah, why don't you ask me some questions once in a while?
If you envision...
I fucking ask you trivia all goddamn day.
I think you talk enough. You don't need questions. If you... when you find yourself lying in a warm bed... when you're 41, surrounded by loved ones, drawing in your last rattling breaths in this life, do you think by then you will have watched...
Are you there?
No.
Where are you? Have you already died?
Yeah.
Are we holding hands in bed?
You're holding hands with my corpse in bed? It's got real dark.
I asked them to transfer my deathbed to your gravesite. And then I have them dig up your corpse. And then I hold on to your skeletal remains as my final death rattles.
Right.
Rattle.
Maybe you could do the shake your hand but use the middle finger to tickle my palm thing.
And I'll say, he always loved this one.
So weird.
What was your question?
Well, I would say it if you didn't interrupt me. When you're there on your deathbed, do you think by then you will have seen Speed once more? Do you think you will ever watch this movie again?
No, I think I'm done with it, actually. I'm more likely to watch Speed 2.
Mm. You got a hunger for it now.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I need some closure.
Is Keanu in Speed 2?
He's not. Surprisingly, he knew.
Sold.
But I think Sandra might be in. Is it Sandra or Sandra? Sandra Bullock.
I don't know.
Sandra. I think Bullock Reeves really needs to have a reunion movie.
Yeah. They were in another movie together, right? Weren't they in a romantic movie?
Not that I remember.
When I saw them embrace in Speed, I said to myself,
that was wishful thinking.
I said, this feels familiar. This feels right.
I think she's in Speed 2. I don't know who plays across her. Some nobody. But then Willem Dafoe is the villain in it. I know that much.
He was probably pretty good at, as a villain.
Yeah, but it's on a cruise ship. Like, what kind of villain is actually
going to,
like...
It's on a cruise ship?
Yeah. Well, yeah, cruise control.
Oh. Yeah. Is Steven Seagal in it?
Nope. Hmm. Would you want him to play Jack?
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like
So you'll never see this movie again. That's kind of... Isn't that kind of sad? A sad thought.
Not really. I think...
You will pass away without ever seeing that movie again.
If anything, it just made me want to watch more Jeff Daniels movies.
Hmm. He was good in this, right?
Yeah, I thought so. I also want to look for more Sam the Bus Driver movies so he can chronicle his hairstyle, see if it changes. I feel like he had something else to say about his hair, but he never really got around to it.
There's nothing left to say. Did you have a favorite part of the movie?
I don't know. I have such a hard-on for Jeff Daniels, apparently. I just feel like anytime he's on screen and just like making little side cracks? That's not a thing.
What?
Wisecracks. Oh, God.
Wisecracks out of the side of his mouth.
Out of the side of his mouth, yeah. He, after they get their medals for, like, saving the elevator full of idiots or whatever, he, you know, he's been shot and stuff and is, like, crutching around and everything. And I don't know, he's just kind of endearing. But I wish I could, like, quote anything that he says to, like, actually make my answer more interesting. But I just see it, plummeting like a elevator with a bomb on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eric, I've really enjoyed...
I'm not really done yet. Wait for it. Wait for the closer.
Bye, everybody.
I think my goal for next time is to take less notes.
Yes, that is my goal for you as well.
Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody.
Again.
Bye, everybody.
Again.
Bye, everybody. 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 Everybody. Bye. Everybody.
Whoa. Wow. People are going to think we just like looped that, but it was, listeners, that was live. That was real. As real as it gets.
I'm an artist.
Yeah.
I'm the artist. Did you see that movie?
I think we'll end it right there.
So hot. So I'm supposed to sleep here?
I have a fan.
Okay.